God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, my friends, to an oft-delayed continuance of what is supposed to be a weekly radio broadcast. We've had technical difficulties, and, well, we've been to London as well in the interim, and so that has resulted in my being Mr. No-Show. Not to be confused with Mr. Noshon Marino, who plays for the Denver Broncos. Anyway, I hope he doesn't show up tonight either. But anyway, I am here, so I have shown up. And, well, London was a huge success from any perspective, in respect of every participant who showed up. The only downside is that I lost contact with a wonderful man who put me up for the night before my departure, a cutting-edge surgeon. Something a little weird about that descriptor. Anyway, all I know is his first name is Richard. I thought he might have contacted me by now, but hasn't as yet. It's been touch and go about doing this show today, and I have to do it completely off the cuff again because Poncho has been having regular seizures since last night, and that comes to plus 20 of them now at the moment. And if the Valium we gave him doesn't do the job, we're going to have to take him to the vet for induced coma again. I don't know what to think. I figure, you know, if the ineffable could just as well take him, you know, instead of just tormenting him over and over. But obviously there's some kind of good reason, and I'm, as usual, not informed of what that reason is. Probably just to see how much it upsets me. A big of a sigh. Have exhausted every other possibility. So maybe it's just all a test, and poor Poncho, he's just a foil in the midst of it. Anyway, back to the London experience. The most amazing thing, well, there were a couple of amazing things, but one of the most amazing things was there are no Hasbaras or Sayanims present, and that's almost unheard of. In London, the belly of the beast, where the darkest of monsters lurk, and where Zionism has its claws and fangs into everything that moves, well, none of them showed up to contest anything we said, and things got said, believe you me. Another thing that happened was that I had to do a complete turnaround in my apprehensions concerning Gilad Atzmon. I wasn't real sure about him. Well, I'm not real sure about myself, and so I guess I'm still not real sure about everything, but he appears to be for real, and he's a very, very talented and articulate gentleman, and as I have always said, if I'm proved wrong or shown a different track other than the one that I seem to have settled myself upon, then I will retract or change my direction or perspective, as the case may be. Because that's the correct thing to do. And I'm all about doing the correct thing. Yeah, right. Right, Visible. Anyway, well, So it goes. I'm mystified why this sweet creature has to suffer like he does. It makes me angry at my impotence, and it is so difficult to defend against that. I have to trust the infinite, but I look back over my life and I observe that stretch of time from my first getting here to my present days of relentless punishment with no explanation. I have to wonder about a lot of things. Still, there must be a reason. It may not stop until I am less visible, as far as concerns this particular plane I'm operational in right now. I have no way of knowing. I sense certain things. I get told certain things. Which by this time feels like nothing more than just being strung along a lot of the time. Astrologers tell me certain things, and I don't see most of those things occur either. Still, there are a lot of things I don't see. And herewith is a classic example. I rearranged my whole workspace on Thursday and found all kinds of things I had long presumed gone missing. One of the things I found, which I hadn't presumed was gone missing because I had forgotten I was in possession of it, was this large glossy postcard type of thing someone sent me as a 5x7 with a knight in armor, double panel in one frame on the front, clasping hands, and then the other one open. I remember seeing that. I remember seeing the front part. Well, this time I turned it over and some listener had sent in this beautiful collage with all of my closing salutations like Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, and all the rest. Well, I'll tell you, it stopped all thought for a moment. I sat there trying to remember it coming in, trying to remember who sent it, and chastising myself for not being more careful about seeing it in the first place. I distinctly remember seeing the knight on the front. All I can think is that I must have set it aside for just a moment after getting it, and then something came up and distracted me, and it wound up in my bookcase until I found it again. It's such a beautiful card, and some very tasteful and conscious effort went into it. If you sent me this and you're listening, thank you so very much. The effect of it upon my discovering it, was all the greater than it would have been initially. So there's that to be said about it. It also has gratitude as enlightenment on it, and how true that can be. It also has hallelujah and a million alohas. It ought to be available to all our listeners and readers, just for how inspiring it is. And if you do contact me, you who are the constructor of this marvelous item, I will see about making it possible, if with your permission, for people to get and download and then print on photo paper for themselves. And thank you so very much, whoever you are. Here's one of those recurrent experiences that happens to me at a pretty consistent rate, where I am shown that I missed something, and which makes me wonder what else I've been missing. There's got to be a reason for that, and as I am so often told, a very good reason. Well, I've got some ayahuasca burning a hole in the pocket of my mind, and I'll probably find out about a whole lot of those good reasons shortly once I get around to investigating that in a controlled environment somewhere, not here. I'm going to pick somewhere specifically to go, and we shall see about all of that, because it is time to check in. It has been a while for me in all respects. You know, it's also possible that I saw that card and that I saw the back and even commented on it, and it has been simply removed from my memory banks. I just don't know. Well, if you're listening out there in UK land, I'm going to be back there for 10 days to 2 weeks in January, I think, in January. If not late January, beginning February, or just all in January. Depends on how it can be set up, because I was hoping to bring my guitar and maybe perform there somewhere, or if not that, something else. And perhaps we can get together, you and I, who did not make it the first time. Well, I made it the first time, but you might not have, and this is an opportunity for you to do so. I met some really remarkable people there. This one really special fellow, Peter, all kinds of light in his eyes, came in, handed me a mysterious envelope, really made my day. And I said, this is for you. And he sat down, waited through my act, and then got up and said, I came all the way from Africa to see you, and I just came to see you, and so I'm leaving now. And out he went. Was, I thought, a little unusual, but what the heck? He looked like somebody who might be busy on occasion. So maybe he had somewhere to go. Well, I'm sure he did, because he went. I've been having a brutal time of it off and on. The trip was one thing. It was a sensational experience, an indication of possible things to come, but the time frame around it has been fraught with any number of concerns that tear at my pursuit of harmony and overall simpatico with existence. I was told it was supposed to ease up now. I haven't seen that yet. I'm not all that concerned about myself at the moment because of a very intense awareness of the circumstances of others out there, which has been much in my thought these days. I'm increasingly aware of the mass of suffering out there and ever more aware of the magnitude of suffering to come. Sometimes I can literally feel the cry of so many hearts giving way under the horrific pressure of the times. The news is, by turns, thoroughly depressing and then cautiously optimistic. You can see the good pushing its way to the surface in many locations, and at the same time, you can see the powers that think they are turning up the pressure on all sides. I have never seen the degree of mendacity and greed that I am witnessing in these times. It is really something else. The evil freaks among us are acting out in the ugliest fashion available to them, and all of this stirs my optimism in ways that might seem inexplicable to others, but the degree of arrogance being displayed by the enemies of humanity is literal proof to me that they have lost their minds and that perdition awaits not too much further up the road. God is not mocked, and as the medieval carving in stone upon so many arches and byways used to state, perhaps still does in places, Cave de Videt, beware, God sees. God sees everything, and God sees through our eyes and hears through our eyes. So it is not God only that sees and hears, but ourselves as well at the same time, even if we imagine we do not see, even if we tell ourselves that it is something other than what it is what it is regardless. The time will come when a sweeping awareness is going to go across the landscape and fear and astonishment are going to follow in its wake as the awareness of what is and what was becomes convincingly and irrefutably evident. What everyone needs to remember and engrave into their consciousness, and which I just mentioned in the most recent blog posting, is that there's only one. Let me say that twice. There's only one. Let me say it three times. There's only one source of all power in the universe, and it is loaned out to every use by the prime mover. It is loaned out to evil for the purpose of demonstration, and in many cases for the purpose of karmic resolution, where evil returns to resolve evil and becomes good, I guess. I don't know how to understand that sometimes, but what it does is to cancel out what was previously pending debt. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense a lot of the time, but it's all part of a destined pattern of what is meant to be. Back to that critical truth that all power comes from one source. This is best exemplified by the sun. This would be a lifeless planet without the sun. Every other operative force and entity is an adaptation of sunlight. We're all frozen sunlight. Sunlight in extension and the great work, the operation of the sun, is the construction and liberation of our solar bodies. Everything else is a waste of time, and everything going on around you, crying out for your attention, is an intended distraction from this. This is also known as the operation of the guardian angel. You do nothing except focus yourself. You simply do not hinder the work of the angel. The operation of the sun is accomplished by your guardian angel. You have to invoke the presence of this angel. You have to align yourself with this angel, and the rest is academic. How many of us get up in the morning and do the sun worship? This is a yogic stretching ritual which should begin the day every day for all of us with 10 repetitions. The mind and heart focused on offering thanks to the unflinching eye of the Almighty in the heavens above at the same time. Express your gratitude for the gift of life, the priceless gift of human birth, and more importantly, the opportunity to dedicate it to the completion of the greatest effort there is, unification with Source and the activation of your Christ consciousness. You hear a lot of arguments about whether there even was a Jesus Christ or what the actual details were about his being here. I find all this to be of complete unimportance. What I find to be of importance is the recognition of the existence of the Christ by realized and illuminated yogis across the centuries, especially people like Paramahansa Yogananda and many others. They would know. They had and have access to the highest etheric realms and all that has taken place and all that resides there. They have and had access to the Akashic records and possess the ability to read what is written there. Their word is good enough for me. One can easily search the internet and find what great yogis and teachers of humanity that were not Christians had to say about Jesus Christ. You can also find the graphics for the yogic sun worship, just in case, yet again, someone writes in to ask me, "Gee, Visible, how do I locate that info?" Seek and you shall find is what I have to say about that. Somebody actually wrote to me today on one of my blogs saying, "Well, gee, can you give me a source for this? I was looking all over." Where he was referring to was hotlinked. I mean, can I get it? And it was right there. So just, it escapes me. I can't figure these things out. Anyway, this is one of the most critical periods there can be concerning the potential for spiritual progress. All the forces of darkness and material confusion are arrayed against your consciousness in an effort to discourage and bewilder you. Why would there be such a concerted effort if there were not a damn good reason? Why? If there were not some great possibility awaiting us, would there be such determined resistance to our discerning it? That's what wake up is all about. That's what the revealing and awakening of the apocalypse is all about. That's what we are all about, whether we know it or not. Well, my friends, I see we have once again come to the end of the line as far as another broadcast goes. And I will see you, you will hear me, next week, if there is one. That's it. Much love, Lady Nature and dearest star. Greetings, Lord Ganesha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah. Hare Krishna. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.